It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, it's our school district update. And today we have Beverly Martinez, and she is with the district's preschool program. Some people realize that the school has a preschool program. Some people don't. So we're going to talk about that. There are many locations around through a lot of the different schools in the area. We're going to talk about those locations. How can you get your kid in preschool? Then we're going to talk about what they learn in preschool. And then they've got a new website, and they're trying to get a library in their preschool unit at the Castle Valley Center. We're going to talk about that as well. Beverly, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Dave. It's nice to be here with you.
So let's start off first and foremost about where in the district, because they're in elementary schools, there are a few different ones around the area in the district. Where are they located?
Yes, we have preschools in all of the elementary schools with the exception of Castle Heights. And I often do get asked why Castle Heights doesn't have a preschool. And basically, just when we had funding opportunities, Castle Heights didn't have room. They're pretty full in their space. So we do have kids that live in Castle Heights boundaries can still go to our preschool in Wellington. So there's opportunities for them to still attend.
And you were saying that as of right now, all of the tuition spots are full. If you have questions about like developmental training and things like that, you guys do testing as well, as far as that goes, right?
Yes. We do charge tuition for our preschools right now. The state of Utah does not fund regular preschools, so we do have to charge tuition. And a lot of people call in August right before school starts and want a spot in preschool. And a lot of times it's full by then because we only have so many spots and it's really filled on a first come, first served basis. I typically do the enrollment in March. So if you want your child to have a spot for next year, it would be a good idea to go ahead and call now and just get them on the list and say, hey, I just want to make sure my child has a spot for next year.
So enrollment, like you said, enrollment does start in March, but yes, you can call right now and get on a waiting list.
Yes, you can call right now and I'll put you on the waiting list.
And we don't want people to be disappointed when they call in August and there's no place for them and for their kids to go to a preschool program.
Exactly.
All right, what kind of things do you guys work on in the preschools program?
So the state has core standards, and those are actually available on our district website if anyone is interested in what kids are supposed to learn in preschool. And we do focus on pre-literacy types of things like developing oral language and being able to have a conversation and carry on a conversation, answer questions, some phonemic awareness, which is sort of a pre-reading type of skill. And then, of course, some numeracy, things that you would expect, like being able to count and make sure you can count objects and not just rote count where you're just saying the numbers. But a heavy, heavy focus in preschool is on learning to be a member of a classroom and being a member of a community and developing those social skills that are so important for kids to have for their whole life.
And we had talked about that. We've talked about that in the past as well, is the fact that that's really one of the things that, yes, you get a little bit of a, I guess we could say we dip our toe in the water when it comes to reading and writing and all that kind of stuff. But it's really, as you said, being part of a class and being part of a community and the social awareness and interaction with the other students. And that's really one of the main things that preschool is all about.
Yes. And if you think about it, Dave, people who are very successful in life have a good level of social competence typically, like they are able to get along socially in life. And that's a huge thing that needs to be taught to young kids. How am I going to be a competent little person socially?
And that's very, very important. And another thing that's important, and whenever we have, you know, teachers or administrators from around the district come in, they like to talk about their sanitation and as far as COVID and things like that are concerned in their preschool. And you guys are no different than any of the other schools.
Yes, we follow typically what the school age program is doing. We're doing that also in preschool. Extra sanitizing. Of course, this year we aren't having masks like we did last year, so that's a thing that's a little bit different. We do have some students that wear masks, and that's great if that's makes the family more comfortable. So we have some with and some without, and some teachers who wear masks and some who don't. So we still are aware of COVID and trying to keep those sanitization procedures strong.
Okay. And we had talked also before you came on, you wanted to discuss about the new website that you guys have. And is it part of the district website?
Yes. You log on to the Carbon School District website, and if you go under departments, you'll see preschool in that line. And just click on preschool, and you'll see a lot of things there that are helpful if you want to understand preschool. Like I said, there are the core standards there if you want to see what kinds of things should be taught in preschool. There's resources there where you can do things like sign up for Upstart. Upstart is an online preschool that our state legislature funded, so it's free to any child in Utah. And you can actually click on the Upstart button and register for that right on the Carbon District website. And you can do things like pay your tuition. And there's also a screening tool, so if you have concerns about your child's development, you can fill out that screening tool and kind of see where they compare to kids who are their own age.
Okay. And then let's wrap up with something fun. You were saying that the Castle Valley Center has two preschool classes, and they're doing something special up there. They're trying to build a library for those preschool classes, and there's a way that people out there can help.
Yes. Amy Bell is our principal up there at Castle Valley Center, and we do have preschools. And the library, once we get it going, will serve the preschools as well as the school-age kids there at Castle Valley Center. So if you would like to donate to Castle Valley Center having a library, Amy has set up a registry on Amazon, and you can click on there and purchase a book. The kids really like picture type of books, children's story books, that kind of thing. But it would be really fun for the kids to have a library right there at the school.
And you can go in and pick out a book and just pay for it and add it right to the library, and it'll get shipped to the school and everything else is taken care of.
Yes.
All right, Beverly, if anybody has questions about preschool, anything like that, how can they get in touch with you?
Yes, my office is at the Castle Valley Center, so you can just call me there. The number is 637-9150, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
All right. We've been talking with Beverly Martinez, the preschool coordinator for the Carbon School District. If you've got any questions about preschool, give her a call. If you want to get your kids enrolled in preschool, now is the time to call and get on that waiting list. Beverly, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.